Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Cozy Pillow Talk. I am so very happy that you are here to listen to today's episode. Today is a very interesting one, and I know it's been a hot minute from the last episode. Honestly, I don't even know when I'm publishing this one. Not gonna lie, I don't. But,
wow.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Right? But today I have two lovely guest speakers with me. I have Valeria for like the fifth, sixth, seventh time at this point.
Hey.
She was about to go home, but then I said, let's do a podcast, and she's like, oh! And then for the very first time, which is, I don't know why, it's the very first time since years at this point, I have Philip on. And I know it can get controversial depending on who listens to this, but you know.
Hi, controversial listeners, how are you?
So today we're going to be talking about ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends, just kidding.
Actually, I think I'm going home.
I need to call my lawyer.
Well, me too, I swear to God. Being catfished all over. Okay, anyways. No. Today's episode is all about... Drumroll? Anyone? Wait, what was it about? Oh yeah, unpopular opinions.
How? Oh, this is a fun one.
How do you know it's going to be fun?
What?
What if we're all against you?
Probably.
What if our opinions are already
like,
normal?
Sucks.
Yeah. Like, yes, we all know, we agree that all sucks. Done. Next. No. But first, I want to know, how are you guys doing? Philip, how are you doing?
I'm pretty tired today.
Yeah.
But other than
Did
that,
you have a long day?
I've had a long few weeks, you know, but just a bit tired today. Mm-hmm. Got up, did an hour of work, took a nap for an hour.
Wow.
Then worked for another three, and now I'm here. And,
wow.
Looking forward to another 10-hour shift tomorrow. So
10 hours?
Wow.
Yeah.
You're saying that like you don't hang out at work the whole time.
But it's
so long. Hangs out at like 5 a.m. at work till like 7 p.m.
No, but I'm on holiday in a few weeks, so
yeah.
It's nice. Where are you going?
To Germany, definitely.
Oh,
but cool. I think I'm also just gonna stay here and
relax a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much needed.
Yeah.
How are you, Valeria?
Good. I'm also a bit tired. I got like a laugh attack a bit ago. So that's
yeah,
also
like
sometimes
2 minutes ago.
Yeah. That also sometimes happens when I'm tired. But it's all great. Like my goal was to go to bed at 8. That's not gonna happen. It's 7:34 p.m. So let's
guys at 8. I'm in bed.
Why would you go to bed at 8 though?
Because I'm tired.
Yeah, but
it's like
you're gonna go to
daylight.
Sleep then.
Yeah. You know it's okay.
And then
I
you're gonna sleep like
eyes.
8 hours and wake up at 4 a.m. and be like, woo!
Guys, that's gonna work.
I planned on watching a bit of Love Island, and then like falling asleep.
This week on the islands.
Previously on Love Island, but how about you?
I'm fine, but I just don't get the obsession with Love Island. To be honest,
I just think
it's Love Island overrated. Yes.
Unpopular opinion.
Yeah, I think it's overrated.
I think it's fun to watch.
You're fun.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
You know,
you're a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I don't like reality TV shows. I really don't.
What's Men Day Fiancé?
I watched that because of an ex-girlfriend.
No.
Yeah. I've watched Love Island, and I'm not going to lie.
But
it's sometimes really funny.
It is, right?
On TikTok, I get all the clips.
Right? Have you seen
David? Yes,
guys, another popular
opinion.
TikTok sucks, guys.
Hey,
TikTok is awful.
So
don't
sorry.
Download it, kids. But it's awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
No.
Like,
but
you,
it's awful.
You scroll on Instagram, like, watching things I've watched, like, 3 months ago, maybe.
I only watch, like, videos that, like, where there's, like, Korean K-pop guys.
Of course
you could
do.
Be watching that on TikTok.
Absolutely.
I make
do you
want to
watch some K-pop TikToks right now?
No, I'm fine.
Don't end up on my For You page for, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. It happened to my Instagram that, like, once I started liking...
Oh, yeah, then it comes
up. Then after, in my whole Instagram, like, on my private...
Oh, I've seen that,
like,
on
my private Instagram, my whole feed, like, it's really just him. The guy, the guy from BTS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you heard about how fucked up K-pop culture is?
Yeah.
It's this whole industry in Korea.
Like the eating habits that you can or cannot do, like the diets they have to be on.
The contracts they trap you in.
Yeah, the sleeping routines that they have to have, and like just like certain things that they tell you have to do it, and you have to do it. Honestly, that's why I wouldn't be in a boy band. Well, that's why I wouldn't be in a boy band anyways.
Yeah, but,
but that's why I wouldn't be in a K-pop band. Not that I could be in a K-pop band.
Yeah, I mean, never say never, right?
I have a Korean second name.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
like,
true, you do.
Does that make me
I think, well, no, but that could make you like an honorary member, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I like I look different, so I could be like the different one.
From all those South Korean people, yes.
It's like I have both lifeguards.
You would be very different. Yes.
I would be the different one, you know.
But you actually sing. You have a nice voice. So
you have a nice voice.
Oh,
whoa.
I'm so sorry. No,
why are you sorry?
I have a horrible voice.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Philip.
Unpopular opinion. Don't have a you don't have a horrible voice.
Wait till you hear me. Oh my god.
What have I been doing the whole time?
I mean, like a singing voice.
So
like,
sometimes,
okay,
I'm singing
no,
a song,
sing
and then Valeria comes in, and it's like ah, and I'm just kind of like I stop singing. I'm looking at her, and she's there like takes her finger,
horrible.
And then goes like, I can't, Alex, I can't.
You know, I used to be in a choir.
Me too.
When I went to Catholic school.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my school was so small, they forced ever.
Yes.
You guys were the music?
Yes, we were.
So where did your music career take you?
Church.
Oh, oh my god.
Well, Philip, you can sing.
Wow.
I think Phil can sing.
I think Phil
can sing.
Sing.
No,
yeah.
No. If I sing, it sounds horrific.
No.
I sing in the car by myself,
like,
and that's it.
We should compare our...
No, we should not.
Like duet.
Oh, guys, go to karaoke.
Let's,
oh,
let's
God.
Go to karaoke.
Phil, you would do karaoke, right?
If I was drunk enough, yeah.
So, do you need a Radler? Does that help?
Like six, maybe.
Radler.
Radler.
I found my karaoke song. I told Alex about this.
You want to tell Philip what your karaoke song is?
Yeah.
What is your karaoke
Bad
song?
Romance by Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Because it's like a,
wait,
at a lower tone. Like
yeah,
a,
how does that one go?
Oh,
okay,
oh, no,
no, no, Bad Romance.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like my voice can handle it a little bit better than the other one. So I guess you guys will find out if we go to karaoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 What's your karaoke song?
Oh fuck. Am I allowed to swear on this fucking podcast?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. I would put on E for explicit so that younger viewers, listeners
are advised.
Yeah, exactly. They know.
Younger listeners be advised.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
My karaoke song. Shit. You know, it's probably some really depressing song. If
oh, Philip, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know, right?
Everyone's like crying and taking drugs in the back.
So, just Zurich.
Yeah.
I can't think of a title right now. I have to go through my music.
You wouldn't
playlist.
Know, like if you, like, do you sing in the shower?
No.
Not
you
at all? No cancer?
Hair?
No concert?
No, no cancer. And also no concert.
No concert?
No concert.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just... Maybe because... I don't know. I'm just self-conscious, maybe.
But do you...
I sing in the car.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I sang next to Gabriel today in the car.
Yeah.
I just even kind of look at him, he's like... Oh. Just accepts it. And they're like, ah!
What music were you guys listening to?
I mean, recently I've been singing to Love Lost by Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that song?
No.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah. I can't really. Well, I probably could insert it here at this point, but I don't know.
We don't have to.
I can try. But yeah.
You can sing it for us.
No.
Oh, right. Get me to sing a song.
No. I genuinely can't sing.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Neither, I get it.
After my voice crack, it's like.
What age did your voice crack?
Like 13, 14.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's hard to think that you actually sounded different before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You sound like they're telling
me. I wonder like how we sounded in high school. You know,
I think
college.
I sound just like this.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't think I did.
No, I don't think
no.
you did. You probably sound exactly the same. No.
Yeah, well,
just
no,
from five
think...
onwards, it's been the same.
No, I think my voice was even like more annoying when I was younger. Like a bit like higher pitched. Yeah. Also, my voice changes depending on like the language I'm speaking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's
like,
it in Spanish?
Higher.
Really?
I think so. And then English, it's like deeper.
Yeah.
And then I feel like German, it's even deeper. Not that I speak. Not that I like speaking it, but. but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, your voice does change with the language you speak.
Yeah.
In German, my voice is also
right?
Different, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like German? I feel like when you speak German, your voice is higher.
It depends on the mood.
English, I think your voice is already quite deep.
I think if I'm in a happy mood, my German voice is higher.
Uh-huh.
But then if I'm in a neutral sort of mood, you know, I'll be like, yeah, meine Damen und Herren.
People at the airport are like, damn. I'm like, yeah, Phil's neutral today.
You know, whenever I make an announcement, I'm like so conscious about how my voice sounds.
Really?
So I'm always like, really.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, for one, I want people to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay, well,
at the same time, I don't want it to be annoying.
Yourself? Like,
yeah.
When,
yeah, but sometimes it depends on where you are. Like, so for example, the E-gates, I always put one finger on my ear so I don't hear myself as much because I get confused.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just standing there like. Yeah.
I'd like to see Valeria make an announcement at some point.
Me make an announcement?
Like with a microphone?
Yeah.
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 She can work at the airport.
Actually, like lately I've been really like thinking it would be so nice to work there for like a little bit, like a while. It would
cool
be really
environment.
Nice. Yeah.
I like it.
But you know you also need to pay rent, right?
I know. Start crying.
Like the sniff sniff, like you actually heard it specifically.
Oh my
anyways,
god.
Moving on.
Yeah. So unpopular opinions, right?
Yeah. I have a list of unpopular.
You do? Where the hell are you whooping those out from?
Yeah, I have my sources.
By the way, Philip and I had no idea what.
I do not. It's called Pondly.com.
Ah, much better.
You know Pondly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, we had no idea what was coming.
Yeah, we were just all, hey.
Yeah.
We were forced to sit
Alex
here.
Was like, sex partners, and then she said no.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
I said no to sex partners? No, guys, I said yes to sex partners. You guys gave me the look.
No, wait, hold on. You said you've talked about sex partners a lot.
Oh, no, sex pussy. Oh, no, sex, yeah.
I'm a bit lost.
The one,
same.
The one with Rebecca. The one where we talked about everything.
Oh.
Whoa. Are you going to publish that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, that one has already come out.
Yeah, that's
oh, really?
Also.
So actually going, well, not right now. It's not out now. But,
why?
But technically,
when people are listening to this.
Yeah,
when you listen
guys,
to this,
listen to the last episode of the Cozy Pillow Talk.
The
now
last,
out
yeah.
on Spotify, iTunes,
and
all.
Apple Music.
And Apple Music.
Yeah, it is iTunes, but yeah.
Oh.
Like.
True.
Okay, so.
Okay. Unpopular
the first
opinions.
Unpopular opinion.
Hit us.
Pineapple on pizza is delicious.
No.
Ooh, difficult one. I'm very conflicted on this.
You know,
sometimes
I
like it.
Younger, I could eat it, but now I'm like, oh no.
Do you like
why?
It, Alex?
I love pineapple.
I sometimes
pizza.
Like
no.
it,
and I mean love.
It's not bad.
I had a phase where like I could like that's the only thing I could like. These days I'm like okay, I go for maybe a salami one, but like I love pineapple pizza.
You know, I want to be against it. But I kind of like it.
Yes, Philip.
You know what I mean?
Follow the guilty pleasures. Don't be Valeria at this point.
But I never order pizza with pineapple.
I order.
Never.
Do you just do it yourself? Like if
no, not even.
Then when the hell do you have it?
Well, I used to, you know, my mom would buy like frozen pizzas. Like,
oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
Hawaii frozen pizza.
Yeah.
And I would eat it and it was completely fine.
Yeah.
But I would never order a pizza with pineapple.
Well, that's
I
the
do.
Thing. I like if.
But
it,
if there
if
is
it's
some,
there,
I will eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're not going to hate on it?
No.
I will hate on it, though. But I will
damn.
Eat it.
We're going to hate on you. Just kidding. I have this thing where I turn everything back around to Valeria.
Yeah, time. That's true. Like,
yeah, that's
kind of
toxic.
You're kind of toxic.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Then let's move to the next one.
Yeah.
So, Christmas trees should be real and not fake.
Yes. Yes.
Guys.
Yes. 100%.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, he's really.
Because every year in my life, we always had a real tree.
And you put candles on your tree.
And we put candles on our tree.
But
it's
that's
burnt
so,
down.
But that's really different for like culture here to back home.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there the Christmas trees are different.
Yeah, but that's different. It's not like the vegetation is difficult to grow those kind of trees,
right? We don't have pine trees.
Yeah, exactly.
We have
like coconut trees or what?
Like a palm tree at the beach, you know?
Is that Christmas?
No, we have these trees called cypresses. I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know. But they look like pine trees.
Okay.
But then there's also like fake ones.
Yeah.
Which like fake ones, I feel like it's more sustainable.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
But they're like plastic, so I don't know. It's like very controversial.
But actually there's now companies in Switzerland where you can get a real tree.
Yeah.
And they bring it to you in a pot. And then when Christmas is over, they take the tree back. And the tree's still alive because it has all the nutrients in the pot.
If you find that online, give me the link, because
what
I don't like is that sometime in January I have to go outside.
Yeah.
And I'm always the one who has to dispose the tree.
I know. And then clean all the needles falling off the tree. Yeah.
That's why sometimes I'm more pro fake tree, because it doesn't leave me the needs. I just put it downstairs and it's fine. It's there.
I know, but I like the
concept
of Christmas. Yeah,
I
and the tradition.
Christmas.
It's
really.
I've been getting like winter
Christmas
TikToks, and I'm like, oh,
really?
Like I love summer, but like low key, I'm like, I can't wait for like a really snowy day as well.
And
like romantic kind of snowy
skating?
Day.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You know
romance.
What I mean?
Oh,
do you ski? Sorry, you said skiing, right?
You just unlocked something. You just unlocked a new chapter in Canadian's life.
I wish the people would have seen this. It just went
what?
Silent.
No,
and they
I
gave
have
me
two
a death
things
step
to talk about, because I said ice skating. Talking about fake friends.
Oh, whoa. Oh, God.
I promised Valeria to go ice skating last year.
And I was so excited.
But the thing is, like, we picked, it was like a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of the coldest
but
days.
It was planned for like over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We said, okay, this day we're going ice skating. Keep in mind, I've never been ice skating in my life.
But also,
no.
Yeah, she has not. But also,
you'll
I mean,
to have like one of those penguins.
Yeah.
But Philip, I swear to God, it was one of those days where like your feet were already freezing once you were outside. And imagine your feet in the ice.
No,
I'm not. Everyone was freaking cold. Everyone, even Sophia was cold. And if Sophia is cold, that is a sign. Like your feet were actually freezing in your boots already. And
but with a little bit of grapevine, malt
wine. And then when you're like starting.
At the Dolder, I wasn't really sure. I was like.
I mean, you don't have to go to the Dolder.
Yeah, but no, because Christmas tree was there, so she wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
Were there other places to go ice skating in Zurich? Apart from like Kloten.
Oh, who goes? No.
No.
I mean, I used to go in the opposite, but I think I'm scratching that one for life at this point.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go ice skating.
This year we will for sure.
Yeah,
like,
we will.
For sure.
It's funny, because after, I think, like, 2 weeks later, I went, like, with Zoe ice skating.
Yeah, like, what?
The girls, like, in Costa Rica chilling, you know?
Yeah, but please let's go, because I'm leaving on the 14th
of
December.
Okay.
When is skating
when are you coming back?
January 22nd.
Okay.
That's like, okay, yeah, anyways.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Fine though.
Okay.
I mean, winter will still be around when you're back as well, if you don't make
that's
before,
true.
But we'll try.
Okay, but to finish the story, Alex then and everyone else that was coming with, they promised me, oh no, we promise you, we're gonna go later, ice skating, either this month, next month, but we promise you. No, they're all liars. I was so angry.
And here she is.
I'm so
and
like
then, and then there's Monet's garden.
Are you guys going?
Yeah.
Well,
we
Philip.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that.
No, yeah,
amazing
let's talk
experience.
About it.
I mean, amazing experience with the right person.
Wait, is it really magical?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Better, well, better than the one we were at. The
better than Frida Kahlo?
Frida Kahlo, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
I promise. I mean, September 4th, we're going.
Yes, we're going.
Yeah.
Because Philip left us hanging, Alex and
I.
And
Zoe.
I was on a date, okay?
Yeah.
He needed ideas. He had to go. And
we forgive him. Yeah,
it was great
okay.
at the time.
We forgive you.
Anyway,
it's fine.
Let's save our tears for another day.
I like that.
Skiing.
Yes. Yeah, but
I had never been skiing before in my life until January of this year. It was January, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys go?
Yes.
Wow. We went all together. Like, we took a girls' trip to Alyssa's little vacation house up in somewhere.
Poshpils. I know the... Poshpils. That's
true. In Poshpils, somewhere up there. And then after... Grabinden.
Grabinden.
Like,
Yeah. But yeah, so we went up there, and then and then Valeria, like, I've been skiing, but I haven't been skiing in a long time. So I went. It was like back on the piss.
Yeah.
Back on the piss.
Back on the ski slope. Anyways.
Slope. Peace, yeah, that's true.
In the peace day. Yeah. And then Valeria for the very first time.
No, but like, we tried on shoes first, and like the guy, like, I got these shoes, and then like Alex was saying, yeah, no, they should be tight, and I was like, okay, they're really tight.
I don't know how tight. Like, they should not fall off you. Like, you shouldn't, like, you shouldn't be sliding in and out.
But they shouldn't be too tight either.
Yeah, but things, then I don't know how tight.
Okay, I guess they have to be tight.
The thing is, because she was like, she never tried on shoes on, so I'm like, how tight is it? Is it tight, or is it like?
And so then I thought, okay, this is normal. It has to be this tight. And then we get going. Oh my god. And then I go to the baby slope where the little kids are.
You said I went to the babies.
But the little kids were way better than me.
Everyone's gonna start somewhere. Hey, my mom learned skiing when she was 45.
Wow.
So.
Okay, yeah.
So you can do it.
Someday
anyway.
I will do it, yeah.
Baby slopes?
The baby slopes. And then I was like, I could not feel my feet at this point, but I felt like it was normal. I was trying to push through it, but then it got this point where I was like, guys, I cannot feel my feet. I had to go back to the guy and told him, hey, I can't feel my feet. And then we switched the shoes.
Okay.
But then I go back to the baby slopes, and then I'm like practicing, and then I felt bad for the other girls, because I was like, hey, no, you're not gonna stay the whole day here taking care of me. Like, go up and I'll stay practicing here. So, hey, I got better. I could do the zigzags. Yeah. I learned a little bit, you know?
Right.
Then they come back down, and I'm like, and they're like, hey, you ready to go? You want to try it out at the real slope? And I was like, yeah! Feeling all confident. And then, you know, like the lifts that take you up?
Yeah.
This one, it's the
hook. No, with the one with the stick?
With the hook. It's
yeah,
like
the hook.
Hook,
yeah.
And then I was sitting down, and
I'm like behind Valeria. Like, who? Like, you with Anna?
I think.
You with Anna, and I was with Alyssa. So me and Alyssa, like, first Sophia goes first. With her snowboard, you know?
She's so cool.
So Sophia's way in the front. In the middle is Anna and Valeria. So Valeria's like on the left.
No,
Anna's on the
right.
Yeah, Valeria's on the right and Anna's on the left. And after, behind is me and Alyssa. We're just there chilling. And I'm like, I'm good. So I'm like, oh, us girls, we're all going up, this and that. And we're just there, like, on the left. Also,
and then I'm there with Anna and I'm telling her, wow, this is so beautiful. Like, I was looking at the view. And then you can continue.
And then, what?
We were not even like halfway through
I swear, and we were like, we just kind of like, we went up like one little hill-ish, kind of, you know, going towards, and all of a sudden me and Alyssa, we're like looking to the front, we're talking, we're having a good time, and then we just see Bunny going to the right, she falls out, and goes out to the left, and she doesn't know what she's doing. Anna is so confused. Sophia's gone. Sophia's in the front. Sophia looks back. There's just empty. And then me and Alyssa were so confused. Anna's like, guys, waving her arms, like, guys. And we see like how Bonnie just goes right, goes to the left, goes somewhere, and just is just standing somewhere, like, half falling. So then we all go in the middle of like deep snow.
This is like the worst
part. Like deep snow. We're all trying to get out. And then Sophia like looks in back. There's so many deep looks. Sophia's like, where the fuck did all my friends go? And then I'm calling to him. So I'm like, Sophia. She's like, yeah. I'm like, she fell out, right? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay, I'll see you there. She's like, I'll go to the top, I'll see you there. Like, she caught us fat, like, she
caught, yeah. But that's not even the worst part. You know, like, I was so confident that the baby is low. And then, like, they said, okay, let's try and get down. Like, it was not even that big of a hill.
First, it was like the hunt in the deep snow that Valeria fell out in, going to at least the actual ski slope. And then we're all kind of climbing, using our sticks and trying to climb and everything, you know? And like there, it was like, okay, because the snow is holding you, so it's not that bad. But then all of a sudden, you know, then you'd start skiing eventually.
And then like I tried to give it a go, you know? And then I'm like there, and then I couldn't stop. I was like, and then I couldn't stop. And they were telling me like, do the pizza with like your feet. And I was like, I'm trying. And I could not stop, and I got so scared. I was getting so scared. I just jumped into the snow. So yeah, I had to throw myself into the snow to stop.
You could just fall over, you know? You could just be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to fall to the left.
You know, I'm not that experienced. But yeah, that was very funny. And then I
but, like, by the last, and then the last hill, which, like, it could have given us some nice practicing.
She's like, no, I'm done. Takes off her skis and just on her butt.
Oh my god, yeah. Because I could not even, like, walk or anything.
Like, no. I walk down, she's just, like, on her butt. You see her, like, going down, like, the hill. And Sophia already caught us, and by that point, Sophia's like, are you guys still here? No matter.
So,
wow.
So do you ski?
Okay, well, we'll go
moving
on.
Going on?
We're going to go on a 2-week ski holiday and then.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to take a course, like at least a 4-day course somewhere where it's like they're properly teaching me how to do it.
Yeah. Even though, like, I'm not going to lie, Anna and Sophia.
No, they did
Alyssa,
a great
like,
job.
They did a great job. Like, they really helped.
Yes,
wow.
They did.
No, skiing is hard, so.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
No, seriously, it's pretty other.
So we're back.
Oh,
it's been a hot break.
Yeah.
Like, literally, actually, the weather is quite hot.
It's quite warm.
We're going to continue with some unpopular opinions. I know we drifted off in the last couple.
I'm
couple.
So sorry.
That's
yeah.
But no,
no,
no, no, no, no.
But that's how it should be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you very much. He's
right.
Apologizing.
Hit
so
us.
What?
Hit us.
Okay. Oh.
I know. No one was harmed in the making of this podcast.
So, this one especially goes to one of us. Because one of us is really passionate about this.
Why are you looking at me?
Mayonnaise is the worst condiment.
I'm so sorry. Have you guys tried Tommy mayonnaise? Have you? It's the best thing in the earth.
I don't mind mayonnaise.
No, me neither. I just know that she's just.
Yeah,
she
I'm very. I have very strong opinions about Tommy mayonnaise.
It's not that
general.
I love it.
No, I love it. I could eat it out of the tube. Bless you.
Oh,
you.
Thanks.
Hope you guys. I hope your ears are okay.
Please keep that in. Anyway,
yeah,
mayonnaise,
like when
yeah.
I was younger, and this all started with my mom. She loves it as well. When I was younger, and we used to come here to visit, we always took like I don't know, like 6 packs of mayo home because it does not taste the same.
But that's
it's,
like my stepdad. He always takes like Tommy
yeah.
mustard
mm-hmm.
to the US for his brother.
Really,
yeah.
Mustard. Why not
I took
mayo?
The mustard too.
Yeah.
Really?
The mustard.
I always kept, like, I know France, they have Dijon mustard and all this kind
which
of fun
I
stuff.
Which I think is nice.
Which I do think is really good. But sometimes I actually really just want the Tommy mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really depends on the mood.
The
like,
light blue one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the dark blue one. There's different ones.
I know. Wait, I'm thinking really hard. Because I think I really like both.
Okay.
I usually mostly go for the darker one, but I did have the lighter one for a good period, and I did really like it as well. So both of them I really enjoy.
Yep.
But Dijon mustard, like, it's great and all, but sometimes I'm cooking certain things. Like, if I'm making a marinade, like, a sauce
mm-hmm.
for, like, meat, and I want to marinate mm-hmm. overnight, something like that, then
mm-hmm.
I really use Tommy one, because Tommy, like, it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a huge mustard person.
I'm not a huge mayo. I rarely use mayo.
No.
I do it for sandwiches sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Like, kind of Subway style a little.
And with like fries.
Oh, no.
Ketchup and mayo, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't used to like it, but
yeah.
Now...
Me neither.
But
I didn't
now
used
I like
to
it.
Like it, but... Because it was regular mayo
but
for me,
but
now
like,
Tommy Mayo makes it. Like,
even regular
else.
Mayo. I'm like, yeah, it's nice.
But isn't
yeah.
ketchup and mayo just like cocktails?
If you
yeah,
mix
guess...
it, but if you have it separate, it's something else. Like, if I want to eat
gonna
this
be,
fry
but,
with mayo.
It's going to be mixing your mouth.
No, but it's not the same
sauce.
Because when it first hits your taste buds, it, yeah, it took me a while. yeah. Guys, it's actually a fun fact. And I am here to testify that it's true. Taste buds are supposed to like change every 7 years.
Oh, really? Wow.
And I have noticed that every 7 years, because the other day I was thinking about it, of things I used to not like,
do
now I like.
Really?
And it's happened over a period of 7 years.
No, I think it happened to my sister. My sister, she always loved kiwi. Like, she was the girl
yeah.
who loved kiwi. Also, now she's like, guys, I don't like kiwi. Like, it's
wow.
not my thing. It was never my thing. And we're all kind of like, yes, it was your thing. Like,
yeah.
clearly, we saw you eat it. Like, you begged for it. Now she's like, no, it was never my thing,
wow.
you know? So
yeah.
I think I believe that one.
Yeah, and like when I was younger, I used to eat tomatoes,
mushrooms. That's like
then
chocolate.
I hated it.
You
and
chocolate? I did not like chocolate as a kid, but not gonna lie, American chocolate does suck.
Yeah, American chocolate.
Yeah,
American chocolate is horrible.
Yeah.
But as a kid, even when I moved to Switzerland, I did not like chocolate. Only when I started to meet Zoe, because Zoe went to buy chocolate like every day after school.
Yeah.
Really?
But yeah, so.
So Swiss.
Yeah, I swear, right?
Oh my god.
Like she was like, yeah, man, I'm going to for like 45 cents. But no, only then I started to like chocolate.
Wow.
But or else I did not.
I loved chocolate.
I loved yogurt as a kid.
Yogurt?
Yeah.
Huh.
And now I hate it.
Really?
Genuinely
really?
Makes me want to
you,
puke.
You, you
genuinely.
Like,
if I've we
at,
were I was
yogurt.
At this event, it was like a team building event.
You're not gonna like cum, I swear.
Yeah, no shit.
Sorry.
And they were feeding us yogurt and I almost puked.
Really?
I was like,
no, but all the yogurts.
Everything. The consistency.
Just that bad. What's with the muesli?
Muesli is fine, but that's with milk.
Oh.
Well depends.
Well, yeah, no,
but
I like
no,
it
I don't
with
eat
Birch
muesli, no.
I like it with milk.
I don't really like Birch muesli.
Guys, cereal.
No,
you first pour the cereal or the milk?
Oh,
first the cereal.
First
yes,
cereal,
okay.
obviously.
Okay.
You know,
Jesus.
Wait, you know who pours milk first?
Who?
Luke?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
my ex, by
right.
the way. And he can listen to this and he can, I don't care. But he
oh.
does milk first.
Yeah. No, that's not okay. Tell him to give me back the Tommy mayonnaise I bought him. I did buy it. I have such strong feelings for Tommy mayo that I bought him some so he could try it.
Wow.
And then he was like, yeah, you know.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, it was good, but not the best that I had.
Oh.
And her heart was broken.
It dropped to the floor.
That dramatic.
Sounds dramatic.
So let's do another one.
I'm not
going to
take that one.
Say it.
Say it. Like talking about
exes.
Oh, great. Staying friends with your exes is fine and healthy.
It can be. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It can be confusing.
I think to... You need to have a you need to have a certain extent limit, but
like extent as like a limit as in how much contact, how friendly you are.
Yeah,
right.
How friendly are you?
And
yeah.
how the relationship ended.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
also like if it was
I mean,
getting back together with them is not a choice.
Right. I mean, if you are in a new relationship and you're still texting your ex every day, then that's like...
No, that's not
no.
good. No. No good.
No, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can... It depends also how good your friendship was
yeah.
in my personal and professional opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had a really good friendship that, like, in the end, it's like you can still be friends without anything sexual happening
yeah.
and stuff like that, then I think it's very fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However...
That's very rare, I think.
It's very rare. However, on the other hand, sorry,
I have nothing to say. I think I'm the worst. Well,
no.
Well.
I feel like it really depends on the person and, like, which terms the relationship ended.
Would you be friends with your ex?
It really depends. Like, I don't know. Like, if it's, like, a 5-year... I don't know.
In my experience, whenever I talk to them like a little bit more, let's put it that way, it's more like a reminiscence of the past times and what used to be, and you're just like stuck in caught in a moment where you sort of miss that feeling of what was. But if you're thinking clearly and realistically, it's not what is.
So, it's not.
And sometimes I always forget, like, there's always a reason why it ended, you know?
Yeah.
And I have to, like, bring, like, yes, all the positive times were amazing and all this fun stuff. But then, like, if there's so, like, one forgets the down moments. Kind of like, it's kind of like a job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Once you leave the job, then you think about, like, only the good parts.
It was so good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, all the stuff. And then it's kind of like, oh, true. But then, like, once you're in the job, then you know all the negative sides, you know? And, like, so... Yeah,
but it's not easy. Like, it's just relationships, human relationships,
fuck,
not even
hell.
Romantic
oh,
ones.
No,
oh,
no,
no.
Like even just being friends sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's hard.
Some people are just. But then again, even I could be sometimes like so.
But we all can be ugh. But it just takes the will of two people to work on a relationship, whether that's romantic or friendship.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes one person has to. Give a bit of leeway, and then the other person has to make a compromise.
To give
and
take sometimes.
Yeah,
it
is.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Next one. Christmas isn't the best holiday.
No, it is. Sorry, period.
No.
I don't think it is.
No.
Huh?
No.
Then what is? St. Patrick's Day?
No, it is. I like New Year's, but Christmas is this salt bullshit of happy family. Celebrating together and
I
get that.
I don't like Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Only the food, but I'm not too keen on getting together with my family. I'm really
neither.
Not, so that's why I don't really like Christmas. Because I'm always oh my goodness, so many free days. I don't like New Year's either. New Year's always makes me sad.
Yeah.
And I always cry on New Year's, I don't know why.
Mm.
But then I think like just things happen in my mind where at New Year's like I just go crashing on a different level.
Yeah.
The season, a holiday that I like the most, it could be Halloween.
Really?
Even though I haven't celebrated Halloween in a hot minute, but I really like the kind of feeling of like it's. Every time I used to go to Europa Park around Halloween, and then like.
The Europa Park around Halloween is fun.
Right? It's really fun. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And then the candies, trick or treating, and then like the kind of vibes and feelings, all this kind of fun stuff. Like, it just feels nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still feel like Christmas is, like, the best holiday. I love it.
That's fair. I like the sort of pre atmosphere before Christmas Day. You know, all the Christmas markets.
Yeah, everything. Like,
and people after work,
lights,
they go to Christmas markets.
Hot chocolate,
blue vine. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Now, what's the holiday that you dislike the most? For me, it must be Easter.
My birthday. I'm so sorry.
You don't like your birthday?
I love people's birthdays. Like, I love them. But mine, I don't know. I don't like all the attention. Like, people gifting you things. I go, no. And I always cry. But, since I was little, I used to never like getting older. Because I feel like life is, I've been thinking about it. Actually, I told Alex yesterday that I really like that song.
Who's
just
it by?
How
One Direction.
Oh, it's One Direction. Oh.
Yeah. But New Year's, I also enjoy. But it was my grandpa's birthday that day, so it's always giving new memories.
Really?
Yeah.
I think one holiday I don't like. I don't like the holidays. Where everything's closed.
Yeah.
It's
Switzerland.
I'm so sorry.
Switzerland. It's like Pinkston and Alford. Like,
yeah.
And the weekend is so long. But I, if I need to go buy my little tortilla somewhere.
Oh, no, Alex, I'm so sorry. Guys, she does this on purpose. Alex, you know how to say it.
No, like...
Yeah, she knows. Tortilla.
But no one says it like that.
You can say tortillas or tortilla. I'll take that.
Tortilla. I name a goddamn tortillas.
I'm American. I can do that, you know? I like tortillas.
Oh my god.
Tortillas and fried chicken.
Yeah. Still American.
I can do this stuff.
But if you were a good Swiss person, Alex, huh? You would go shopping before Pfingsten.
Yeah.
Get all your stuff for the next 4 days. That's always what I do.
Technically, I am a good Swiss person.
I always do that. I'm like, oh, Pfingsten is coming up. I got to go fill up my fridge for the next 4 days. And I stocked it up.
If you can do that, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's called cravings.
Yeah, but then I plan in those cravings.
No.
And I buy like a ton of shit.
Philip, I was going to have risotto like in the last the last 2 days. And after I go to the store and I'm like, I'm going to have tacos tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, but certain things you just always need to have in your cupboard.
Yeah.
Risotto, rice. Pasta.
I have. I stole the
fuck up.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like stuff I always have. Tomato sauce, I always have.
I don't have tomato sauce.
Some soups, I always have.
I have soups,
Yeah.
I think one season...
Sorry, I got really passionate there for a second.
It's good.
Yeah.
Guys, we hated.
Unpopular opinions, dishwashers. I wash everything by hand.
I don't
actually,
mind...
Actually, dishwashers use less water than when you wash stuff by hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Philip. Excuse me.
I grew up
in a third world country.
How many times when it is, and I'm sorry?
Wait, I interrupted you guys.
No.
Keep on going talking about dishwashers. Yeah.
That's it for my side. What about you?
I don't mind both. In France, I didn't have my dishwasher broke so many times, so I didn't really mind washing my hand. Plus, washing my hand makes, like I actually see what I'm cleaning, and I know I cleaned it perfectly.
Yeah.
Whereas my old roommates, I'm not gonna name a name, Nicole. So she she washed like she put things in the dishwasher that like bad. Like I found chocolate and spoons with like chocolate on spoons like in the clean area.
I was gonna make a similar point as well. Roommates.
Roommates.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I like honest to God, Nicole was the worst roommate I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Only like personality wise.
Yeah.
When it's about cleanliness.
Yeah, see, but with me it's the other way around. Personality wise, I love my roommates, but when it comes to cleanliness.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm on a different boat
versus
my other roommates that I have now, and like not like I do love them and I think they're amazing. But I know there's always like a difference of like how you clean stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, but you just gotta live with that, I guess.
The thing is, it's like, but like I think they're super, like, actually, honestly, nice, and I can live my life.
Yeah.
Not a dictatorship life like I had before, a dictator Mormon life that I was living before.
Love
and honestly, I take anything over that at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even Valeria, I take anything over that.
Oh, it will be an honor for you to live with me. No, wait, you would be honored to. I would love to live alone. I would love to live
alone. That went from it being an honor for you to live with me to actually I want to live alone. That's great.
Like, I would cook for you. I would always have music on. Maybe, well, no, I respect alone time as well. Because I need
that's
alone
important.
Time. I do need.
Yeah, me too.
I need alone time. But yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited to move into my new apartment.
You have roommates there as well, right?
Huh?
You have roommates
there
as well.
Yes, a roommate, and she seems so nice. Like,
that's good.
I'm very, very excited.
Great.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Should we go into a deeper question?
Yes.
Okay. The point of life isn't to have children.
The point of life is just to be happy. I know it sounds like very, happy.
Right.
But it's the truth because it's your life. And if you want to have a family, if you want to get married, then do it. If you just want to live your life, like focus on your career or just go traveling.
Make a life that makes you happy.
Yeah, exactly. because you're living for yourself.
Basically. You make life
by yourself.
Yeah.
For yourself.
So for yourself.
You make life. You make your life about what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Did I just touch you?
You did.
Oh.
That's okay.
Okay.
But then again, technically, biologically, and evolutionary speaking, I guess the whole point is
the human race is here to
reproduce.
Yeah, to reproduce.
I like to do the reproduce part.
Same.
Without the
children.
Without the children.
Absolutely.
You know.
Totally for that.
Yeah. That part I really enjoy, depending on who it is.
Of course.
Exactly.
That's very important.
But as well, something that I've noticed, because in growing up as a Mormon or you know, people like that, a lot of them who I have been like in the most like the ones who I've been, I guess, the closer with, at this point, I think they're all married at this point, except if you're like really bad looking. Or,
yeah, I mean, I know
or,
some as well.
I'm not bad looking, but like if you're just really
yeah.
You're just not on the
prettier scale.
Yeah, like your personality shines through more,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Exactly. The other ones are all married.
Mm-hmm.
Then I see like a year later, oh, gonna introduce a new kid into the family, and I'm like, oh fucking hell, like you didn't do your studies yet. Like how are you gonna raise this up? But I know, you know, parents always support obviously in the Mormon world.
Of course.
It's like people legit are honestly already like start like and they're my age or even younger.
Yeah.
I honestly couldn't even like right now I couldn't
kids?
Get married
no.
to anyone.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Kids or marriage?
Kids and marriage.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, marriage it depends what man comes along. I'm like, guys, now it's happening. I'm like, oh my guys, I'm getting married tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But then after like the next I'm like, Philip, I'm going to divorce. But
sorry.
You okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I'll just take a sip. Carry on.
But I.
I'm okay.
No, I could not imagine having kids right now, and I couldn't imagine being married right now.
No, me neither.
And I don't know when I would ever have kids, but honestly, like, for real, I'm already expensive enough.
Yeah.
Have you seen how much rent cost?
Oh my god.
Rent or making a down payment for things? Health insurance.
Ooh.
In Switzerland.
Hey, and with the state of the world, I don't want to put kids into that, to be honest.
I used to always say I wanted to have like my first, or like at least be pregnant by 29.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, time flies by so fast, and I'm like, oh! like, I'm running out of time! Oh, but I still want to have a family.
Yeah.
I want to have at least two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm always debating between yes and no. Like, I think technically I do want kids, but then other times I'm like, ooh.
Yeah,
like,
no,
then,
yeah.
So if I see bills coming in,
mm-hmm.
no? If I see bills coming in, I'm like, I'm not really sure about that one.
Yeah, but no, I don't think it's like the whole purpose of life is just to have children.
No.
For sure
no.
not.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Have you guys ever seen that next Netflix series about that what's it called? That cult?
Is it the one?
The one where people think like it's not the Mormons, but it is coming from the Mormon church, but going on a different path. And they have like there's like this one guy and he has like multiple wives and then they all have children, but then after it's kinda like
no idea.
It's such a good show, like not such a good Netflix show,
mm-hmm.
where you're like, oh, because it's kind of gross, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about yeah. Anyways, that's yeah. Point
yeah.
of like being like having children and being married to all of them and
mm-hmm.
marrying your cousins. Oh,
nah.
Anyways, well, I'll just take a different question. So let's see, another one. We did that one.
Should I sing in the meantime?
Yeah, sing something.
I'm ready.
Diablo.
Wait, I can't.
Can we cut this?
Like 2 seconds of a song, I'm just like, okay, like, yeah.
Love is not a choice.
This is a hard one. Oof.
Ooh. Yeah, agreed.
It's not a choice?
No.
Oh, yeah, I swear. Oh, my. Yeah.
You just fall for the wrong people.
Jesus Christ.
For me, I feel like, well, I don't know.
how you choose how to throw up as well.
Yes, yeah, I choose when to throw up.
Which is, yeah, legit she does.
Yeah.
We're in a restaurant and then she's there and she's like, guys, I don't know, I may just go
but
throw
I
up
was,
now.
I was so
Which
sick.
Is,
guys, I ate like a planted wrap that had been out for a while. Like I fell asleep and then I woke up and it was next to me.
And you ate it?
Oh, yummy. Good morning.
Oh, I know you ate it, but I didn't know how it happened.
Yeah. And then I was, the next day, we were going to brunch. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited because it was Mexican food. Like, I was so excited. And then I did, then the day before, I did not eat the whole, like, almost the whole day, I think. Because I was preparing myself, like, for the next day.
Like, I'm going to eat so much there. I'm going to order this and that and this down to today. She's like, I'm so hungry. I'm throw up. And I'm like,
yeah. Don't you have the feeling sometimes that when you have...
Yeah, when you haven't eaten and you feel sick. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you feel sick and, like,
yeah.
throwing up. That's yeah. how I was feeling. Yeah.
You've never
yeah.
had that?
No, she's never had
wow.
that. She looks at me weird. She's like,
no,
uh-uh.
I literally had that today.
You had it today?
Yeah, right?
You still feel sick?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, that's
that was in the morning.
Oh, yeah. But then for me, then I... I'm so sorry. But I had to throw up and I had, like...
No, you didn't have to. You chose to.
I had that... But then yeah, and then I was like, oh no, I don't want to throw up right now. Yeah, I chose not to throw up at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, but then it was so sad because I couldn't really eat my food and I took it home. Oh, I went to the toilet to throw up at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then I could not eat for like the next 2 days the food because I was still sick. So please be safe with what you eat.
Anyway, what Valeria is trying to say is love is like throwing up. It's
oh,
nasty.
Yeah. No, yeah, like, I don't know.
And sometimes you can't control it.
If you can't, go to the toilet.
But no, what I like to gather my thoughts here, what I was trying to say is, no, I don't know. I feel like I've always closed my feelings. So, like, I can, like...
Control your feelings. Well.
Yeah, like,
really?
Close my feelings. They say, okay, uh-huh. No, I'm not gonna feel anything.
Wow.
And so,
look
yeah.
at you.
Yeah, I swear. How do you do
so
that?
So,
then
I just switch it up like this. It's so bad.
It,
I don't know, I feel like at
some
point...
Two of the most emotionally attached people in the world.
I swear to God. Like, have you met me in Philip? Jesus Christ. You're like, oh, I found love, okay.
Yeah, shame.
So I was like, hi, Philip. I was like, okay, Alex.
Too soon. My heart's broken. Yes, I'm in love.
Anyway, yeah, but sometimes, I don't know, it's not nice as well because I have never been in love, for example.
Oh.
And I would like to experience that. Yeah.
I think... Like, also, maybe it's also about recognizing if somebody's good for you, if
yeah.
you have, like, loving feelings for them. That's something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but how do you know somebody's good for you after, and they, like, betray you?
Yeah.
Well, Alex.
Well, I don't know, Phil.
No, but I mean, after things have happened.
Oh.
After certain events transpire, or red flags show
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But what about you, Alex? You feel like... choose to be in love or
no
ho 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 ho
talk about
yeah.
my life.
No, I do not choose at all, like
yeah.
Jesus, like it's like a trap, you know, like those
yeah.
mines that they had in
yeah.
war
yeah.
like I just walk into it and all
yeah.
like pew,
yeah.
pew, and then my like my leg is like off or like
yeah.
my heart like it's like yeah. it's like bleeding,
it's shattered.
But,
yeah, exactly,
there's crushes I can have, like, for a week, I had three
oh my goodness. Lady fell in love with anyone she's on
earth.
And she turned around and said, Alex?
I fell in love. I don't know what happened that week. I fell in love with three guys. Nothing happened.
How unsure was your voice?
I think those are called crushes.
Oh
yeah.
But that's something different.
I'm like I'm
like
in Migros in the store, like trying to take a picture of a guy so that he can have it on her phone. I'm like,
no, because
in
this
between
guy...
the crowd, like taking a picture of her. And she's
this
next,
sounds
she's
weird.
Like...
This sounds so weird. But the thing is, we saw this guy on multiple occasions,
yeah.
and like we even spoke.
We spoke.
I spoke while you were like 30 meters away with your back. Like, because you couldn't talk to him.
Like we even spoke. Like we, like especially saw multiple occasions. He's a security guard at McDonald's. Of course we saw him on multiple occasions. He's a security guard at McDonald's and Migros. Like,
wow.
Like,
yeah. But I haven't seen fate, him. You know? I haven't seen him in a while. Because yesterday I went to the Migros at Habe.
Yeah.
And then it was a Monday. And the day I saw him there, it was a Monday. They changed people because his colleague...
Yeah, they have multiple security guys.
We used to smile at each other, like say hi
with
his colleague. But not anymore. He hasn't been around since... Wow.
Maybe he's been at McDonald's.
Yeah, could
be. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah. Maybe he's been there, you know?
Yeah.
You have to go.
I moved on so quickly. Like, then after the second time we saw him, we went back to McDonald's. And then I, like, saw him up close, and I was like, wow, I am really okay. Like, I was at peace with myself.
Excellent.
And then all the crushes were gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
so
the crushes.
So it was, like, a week. Like, very... Eventful week for me.
How about eventful weekend?
Yeah, that's... No.
Yeah, no. I think we should do one more.
Okay.
Yes.
One more?
And then,
yeah.
And then we hit the hay, right?
Hit the hay.
Okay. Okay, let's do one more.
Yeah.
Deep one. Based on topic of men and women.
Yeah.
Dating apps aren't a good foundation for a relationship.
Okay, this is...
Difficult.
I've met people that...
You could be catfished.
Have,
yes.
Oh. Why would you do that? I'm so sorry. Like,
really,
that
I'll take a shot every time my lady says she's so sorry.
We're gonna be drunk at this point. Well, not me, guys. I don't get drunk. Well, moving on.
No.
Yeah. No, like, I don't get why people would do that. Like, why? And then they ask you, like, hey, let's meet up. Like, are you okay?
Yeah, no, they're
you
really
do realize your
themselves.
Pictures don't match with your, yeah.
Extremely insecure in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
But I don't know. I think it really depends. I think you can find
love?
A good connection.
Yeah. I know people that have found love there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really nice.
I mean, it's not like you find love by texting. You get to know the person.
Yeah.
Then you realize, oh, wow.
But personally, dating apps are not for me.
Yeah, I haven't had great experiences with them either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I underlined that one 100%.
Yeah.
I remember, some months ago, I was like, I've never going to download anything. Download
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean...
And no.
Every single person ever.
It's not my thing. Like
and
I told Valeria, I was like I meet people the best way in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Like and like, it just happens, you know.
Yeah.
And I like when it just happens.
That's the best thing, you know.
Technically, yeah. But then I do know people who are also like in really good relationships, and they have you know like.
Yeah, as well.
One of my friends is in a really good one. Well, they're literally on top of each other, but like that's
right
a good
now.
Like that probably like at this point. It's almost 9 p.m.
It's time.
Oh my god, it's past my bedtime.
But technically, no. Personally, in my personal life, I do not want it to be... What was the sentence? I do not want it to be a good foundation for a relationship.
Yeah.
How about you?
I mean, I think it can be, but I wouldn't mind if it happens. But I have yet to experience it, but I'm open-minded to
Philip
it happening.
Single.
Yeah.
So his number is.
Actually, if we put your number to people, will people text?
Let's not put my number out there, please.
They prank call you.
Wait,
no.
You can twin me.
I offer certain services.
Actually, my business card.
Third day is
you
happy
can
hour.
Book 5-minute appointments with me.
For what?
We can find out.
Well, I mean, Belinda does have a business card.
Yeah, I do have. But I need to, like, make new ones. Like...
Actual ones?
Actual ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, not somewhere next to
Philip
you.
Philip lost in life.
I mean...
Well, no.
You think you're lost in life?
No,
no.
Do you think you're lost in life?
No.
Just want to do it for the meeting.
Sometimes you have those days where you're down, and but that happens.
But if you didn't think
always.
Again, you're like, you know what? Actually, it's okay.
Yeah.
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 Okay, guys.
Anyway,
so that
fun.
I'm going to conclude this episode. I thank you so much for being here. You guys are awesome.
Love you.
You guys are awesome hosts. I did not just hear that.
I hope we get to each other soon again. To be like, oh, I work with you, Valeria, so it's fine.
Yeah, and I see you like every 3 days. But
yeah, I know, right? It's become a tradition, you know?
Like every 2 days, I'm like, Philip, it has been a while. He's like, it's been yesterday. I'm like, it's been like 3 days.
Yeah. But I hope to have you guys once back again for another podcast. It seems like this trio really works.
Love
to have a good conversation and some laughs, and you know, laughing at Valeria.
Yeah.
The usual.
Yeah, I'm so.
Yeah.
No, we
wait,
can.
No, I was gonna say, I'm so
now
sorry.
We all can go crying.
Yeah. Anyways, it is Valeria's bedtime. Philip needs to go cook, but you know, if you're listening to this in the morning, I wish you a good morning. If you listen to this at night, have a good night. If you're in the bathtub, enjoy your bath. Hear our voices,
and
really
don't put the toaster in your bath. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
No.
If you're on the train, have a good train ride. Wherever you are, take care of yourself. If it is your birthday,
happy
if you're
birthday.
At the airport, hit me up.
Yeah,
yeah,
if you're at the airport, yeah, literally, yeah.
If you're at a Falafel fridge,
yeah,
hit my two friends up.
Hit Valeria.
Hit Valeria. Yes.
By the time this is out, like, I'm not there anymore.
Alex,
what?
Don't say that. I get really sad when she says that.
That I'm leaving.
But it's okay. Like, I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, and you know where I live.
Yeah,
like,
we're 3 minutes away from each other with the bus. Soon.
Like, now, like, we're like 7 minutes. And,
now
like,
that I'm moving, it's gonna be 3 minutes.
She's like, Alex, we can go together to work. I'm like, oh, okay. Anyway,
thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day.
The Cozy Bill Talk is now out on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, and everywhere.
Guys, get my merch.
Let's get my merch.
but, very important.
Oh.
You can rate this podcast, actually. You can rate it on Spotify. You can give it 5-star because I know you just love it. And you can do it on Apple Podcasts as well.
Yeah.
If you're on Google Podcasts, okay. But anyways, just rate it and maybe we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you. Bye.
Ciao. Bye.